post, and we never knew. We didn't have the power of knowing. Our family would have filtered our water had we had known. We didn't even have the power to know we were being contaminated. As a cancer survivor, you don't want to mess with us because we faced death in its face. We take poison into our bodies. We face some of the most unimaginable things, including our healthcare system. This is a lifelong diagnosis. When you are told that you are in remission, you are never done with it. There are secondary cancers from chemotherapy, from radiation. You're going to always worry about that secondary cancer. There's autoimmune issues from your cancer treatments. It forced us to build strength. And the EPA better be scared today, because every single one of you standing here, this is unity, and this is what they don't want. They have normalized pollution and cancer. They have normalized it like it's the flu, like it's a virus, like we just catch cancer. They called us crazy. They said we were fear mongers, that we were lunatics. They worked harder to cover it up than to help us. Who do our agencies and our representatives serve? They're supposed to serve the people. Who are they really serving if they can't protect us? I didn't know this was happening in my own backyard, and I think this is so important for us to be here together today, because this proves that I'm not just crazy. They have to say that every single one of us standing here today in Freedom Plaza is crazy. We're not all crazy. We've all been contaminated. Look around at who's standing here. This is an important moment, and this is what will make the difference. This is a tragedy nationwide. It is Childhood Awareness Month. We've got children dying of cancer across our nation. And if our representatives don't even look at a child that is sitting in a bed dying because they were exposed to pollution, I don't know what's gonna send them the message, but they told us yesterday in our meetings we need to get loud, so let's get loud.